This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Jim, listening in Garden Grove, California. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Hank. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. My question is, how did God, in his infinite wisdom, allow room for misinterpretation in the Bible? In other words, he's all-knowing, so he must have known that people would have these disagreements and misinterpretations. Why did he allow for that?
Well, he gave us the ability to think and to reason, and he made certain things so clear that you couldn't mistake them. The essentials of the historic Christian faith are so clear that they're unmistakable. But in secondary issues, you have a very complex scripture that people can misunderstand. I mean, the biblical faith is simple enough for a child to understand in terms of its essential Christian doctrine, but it's deep enough for a theologian to drown in. So when you get into something that's a reflection of God himself, for example, the nature of God is such that finite people can never fully comprehend it. We can apprehend it in Scripture, but we can't fully comprehend it. So you can imagine something that is so sophisticated may be something that we can misunderstand unless we spend the time studying the Scriptures. And that's why as Christians, we don't say I'm a Lone Ranger Christian. We stand on the shoulders of giants who have gone before so that we can learn from them. If someone has given their whole life to the study of the book of Revelation, for example, as a believer and someone who has a keen mind, we do well to listen to what they might give us in terms of insights. So I think, again, you have complexity that leads to misunderstanding, and God just doesn't make us omniscient. He has made us finite beings, and our finiteness cannot bear the burden of omniscience.
So we're finite so that we'll seek him and his guidance.
Yeah, and also spend an eternity getting to understand the God who created us and exploring the universe that he created for us. So it's an ongoing process. The difference is, in eternity, we're going to learn and grow and develop without error, but we will not be omniscient. We will not know all things. We will continue to learn and develop.
Well, appreciate your answer. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you for your call.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.